Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked. Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we would like to recommend.
And with us today, we have a new library employee that I am very excited to introduce. His name is Donald, and he's going to talk to us about The Inside Out Man.
So The Inside Out Man is kind of a thriller, almost like a mystery, but it's dramatic in a way, kind of. It reminds me of The Great Gatsby, and so it's like there's these really grand characters, and there's this really like outrageous plot line, and there's a love undertone going on.
Mm-hmm.
It was written by Fred Stridham. He was an English teacher in South Korea for a little bit, but he moved back to South Africa where he's from, and that's where mm-hmm. the story's set, really, in South Africa.
Oh, that's cool.
But right now he works as a television writer in Johannesburg, South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm assuming that's probably where he came up with the idea for The Inside Out Man. This is actually his second novel. His first one was The Raft. And I haven't gotten to that one, but seeing the way he writes, I kind of want to, you know, jump on that one really quickly. Mm-hmm. The story is set, like I said, in South Africa. It's about this guy, Bentley Crowd is his name, but he just goes by the name Bent. It's really cool. I like his character because he is almost cynical, but not really. I feel like he's an existentialist, but like verging on nihilism. And so that's kind of, that was a really
awesome.
Interesting character because he was really fatalistic at the beginning. He was just like, he wasn't like, I hate my life, but he was just like, life is pointless, but I'm just going to go through it anyway because
I'm
I need
here.
To make money. Yeah, and yeah. I'm here.
I'm here already, why?
He is a pianist. He's a jazz pianist, and he plays mostly at bars, just like around this little town in South Africa. There's a bunch of bars he plays in, and he's a piano man.
Mm-hmm.
He isn't very popular, but he plays really well, so everyone loves it when he plays, but it's a bar and all there's a bunch of drunk people, so they never really remember him, so he's just like so he gets up in front of a new audience basically every time he plays, and he talks about them just being a massive just white teeth in a dark room and just them dancing around and gyrating just like drunk people and stuff like that. He gets the summary described it as a Faustian bargain. So there's this rich guy, Leonard Fry, who comes up to him and he's like, so I have this big old mansion out in, like, the hill country. I'm having a bunch of friends over, and you play, like, the devil himself. So I'm going to need you to come over there and play for us this gathering that we got going on just for the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but that's just the beginning of the bargain. At the end of the weekend, that's when, like, the real deal comes out. Leonard sits him down at a table, like a dinner table. And he's like, so I know you just played for us for a weekend, but how would you like to just, like, live in my house for a year? And I'm going to be inside one room of the house for the whole year. Never let me out. Just put food through the slot at the bottom of the door. Don't talk to me. Don't do anything at all. He's like, no matter what I say, you can't let me out. I'm going to lock myself in this room, and that'll be that for a whole year. And so he offers the guy, I think it was like several million dollars or whatever, just to do this for like a whole year. Everything's set for you. You just have to live here in my house and feed me. For a whole year.
You should have to ignore my screams of peril.
Ignore my screams of peril.
Wow.
You can just imagine how that could have turned out. I was really interested because I like insane characters. Like, my favorite character in the DC universe is the Joker. And that not because of the mainstream BS, but because he is insane. I love, I just really love really crazy characters.
I imagine the protagonist kind of goes downhill.
He kind of spirals. He spirals for a little bit, but then he, and toward the middle, he meets this lady, Jolene. I feel like if he hadn't met her, his time at the house would have been way different. Because once he meets her, he falls in love because that's what books are like. And then a big old plot twist was mm-hmm. Leonard has a son. And so his son comes to the house, apparently, because I guess he came to visit his dad or something. And he doesn't know. No one knows that Leonard's in the room. That's the thing. Everyone thinks that Leonard's just gone, like traveling, because he's rich and he can do that. So the
rich
son's
people.
Just, so the son's just like, my dad told me you'd be watching the house for him. And he and the son get into like this whole little thing because the son's also a pianist, but he's a classical pianist. So it's like, here's this rich boy's son who can play piano just as well as me, and here I am, this guy from the ghetto who can play piano. And so he begins to think that Leonard kind of like set him up to like pit them against each other. And so they immediately don't get along at
mm-hmm.
all. All in all, it was a wonderful book. I enjoyed mm-hmm. it. Toward the middle, I don't like when things get very, like, they get heavy romance-y, like, heavy romance drama anyway, because the relationship drama that Bent and Jolene had kind of bored me a little.
You were like, get back to the crazy person locked in the room.
Get back to the craziness.
We don't want romance.
Romance is mundane. Let's get back to the fantastic stuff.
Yes. But yeah, it was really
so cool. What kind of reader would you recommend this book for?
Definitely anyone who enjoyed The Great Gatsby, because it it really had that feel throughout the whole thing. And also people, if you're like me and you enjoy really insane characters, you're going to like this book as well. Or any mystery fans, truth be told. Yeah.
Okay. So now we are going to get to our game show portion of the episode, which means... And then we're going to go ahead and ask you to cast the main characters. So who would you cast as some of the main characters from the movie?
Okay, so I have Bent is the first character. I would cast Bradley Cooper to play him. But I would cast Limitless Bradley Cooper, if you've ever seen that movie. It's when Bradley Cooper takes his drug and it makes him really smart. But before the drug, he's just like a bum. For Leonard, I've casted Tom Ellis, which is the leading the leading actor in the show Lucifer. He's the British guy who plays the piano, and he's basically the devil. For Jolene, I actually casted Emma Watson, but I casted Perks of Being a Wallflower Emma Watson, because in that movie she was very...
So like a little flighty and dark.
A little flighty and a little dark, yeah. For the last character I cast, there was Kobe, which is a love interest of Bent, before he got the deal from Leonard. Kobe was a bartender at 10 to 12, which is the name of one of the bars in the book. They never really went out. It's just they always kind of had that flirty kind of, like...
Vibe
about them. For her, I casted Emma Stone. But that's just because I feel like Emma Stone...
Emma versus Emma.
Emma versus Emma. I really like that contrast between Jolene and Kobe, Emma versus Emma. And because in my head, I pictured Emma Stone as being, like, a really kind of, like, chill bar... She just has that vibe about her.
Yeah.
She's, like, really chill. Like, cool. I would love to meet her in a bartender or a bar situation.
Okay. Man, I have to say, I really like all the names of these places and people in this book. That's really cool.
Okay, so we're going to get to our rapid fire round, which means Leslie will be going first with our first question.
So if you were to give this book an alternate title, what would you choose?
Maybe The Vanishing, or something that involves just like losing your mind slowly.
Yeah.
I read the definition of evanescence once was to fade slowly. So I guess I would call it The Evanescent or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Something
interesting. Along those okay.
lines. Yeah.
Okay, so if the main character was a superhero, what would be their power?
His power would probably be playing the piano. But playing the piano that's to where it's like hypnotic. So like he would be playing the piano and like everyone would just become transfixed. They couldn't like do, they would be his zombies basically, his robots.
Okay.
And like certain keys would make them do different things.
What drink would you pair with this book?
What's the 007's drink? The Vesper? It's like the...
I thought he drank a martini. Shaken, not stirred.
Oh, was it? I've never seen the old 007 movies. I'm going off the Daniel Craig 007.
Okay. Could be a Vesper.
My bad.
Dude, you know your movies.
Could be a Vesper.
A Vesper.
Okay, so which character would you choose to kill if you had to kill one of them?
I would kill the son, Leonard's son. Just because he came in and just added an unnecessary drama, I feel, anyway, because I just feel like I didn't like him from the second he walked through the door. I really didn't.
How would you describe the author's writing style?
Ooh, there's a song by Shoshana Bean. It's called Gin and Cigarettes, and that's what I would use to describe this style.
Okay, so that ends our rapid fire round. We have one final round. You're going to roll these die, and whatever you get, you will read that page and line number.
No. It's always full of people, more than happy to bolster the lie. All there to pretend for an evening they don't have to go home to lazy sex and laundry baskets in their charmless homes.
That was a great... I mean, it was kind of noir.
I know. All of this is very atmospheric. It's really cool.
Yes.
Well, thank you for coming in and joining us today and talking about The Inside Out Man. That one's been on my list for a little while now.
You should definitely read it. You're going to love it. I promise.
And stay tuned next week for more exciting book recommendations. Bye.
Bye.